Let us begin our worship this evening by singing hymn number 303, Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. O receive my soul at last. Hymn number 303.
Thank you.
just and
let's read together in the book of Psalms, reading Psalm 16 and Psalm 34. Firstly, Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behaviour before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. May the Lord bless the readings of his word and help us to pray. O thou very great and almighty God, we bow before thee. We pray that thou hast looked down in thy compassion and mercy upon us here this evening. Do have respect unto our gathering, we pray. We pray the gathering of the people may be unto thee, that thou wilt presence thyself amongst us, O Lord. Though we be not worthy that thou shouldest come under our roof, yet we beseech thee, for though thou be that high and lofty one who inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, yet thou dost also dwell with him of a contrite heart. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt in thy mercy hear this night come, for we well know that without thee, we can do nothing. O Lord, we ask that thou wilt be with us, and with each soul gathered here, that thou, O Lord, wilt meet each case, and that thou hast gained glory to thy name, O Lord Jesus. May thy name be magnified, may thy name be to us as ointment poured forth. We do pray for the exercise of precious faith. We ask, O Lord, that thou hast lead us this night and bring us to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Or we need that divine light to shine. Pray that, Lord, thou wilt this night lighten our eyes with that light of life. Pray there may be something revealed to us concerning thyself that may do us good, that may nourish us and build us up and strengthen us. We may have that meat to go in the strength of many days. Lord, do feed thy flock here, we pray, like a shepherd. May it please thee, Lord, to have respect unto this people. It may truly be that flock of thy pasture, that thou, Lord, wilt break to them the bread of life and make this to them the house of God and the gate of heaven. O Lord, we have need of thee continually. We need thee in Zion. We do beseech that thou remain amongst us. May there be those set times of blessing when thou art pleased to reveal thyself. And we pray, Lord, for those set times of help. We may be able to lay an Ebenezer stone and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Lord, do we pray thee be with this people. Remember especially, we beseech thee, the dear pastor, and help him in all his need here and his labours amongst them. We pray that thou wilt yet own and bless thy word to the good of souls here. And Lord, all in the church and congregation, remember we plead, and thy servants amongst us here this night, to uphold them all, we pray thee, in their pathway. Lord, we need thee. And thou knowest, O Lord, all about us and the needs we have, our down sittings and our uprisings. Oh, we do pray that we may be helped. Pray thy word may still speak to us. Speak to us through thy word. May we hear thy voice, we plead. And may, Lord, all thou awaken our ear that we may hear as the learned. Lord, we pray that we may hear as thy voice, hear thy voice. And Lord, we may have that instruction, that we may know that way of life, and that we may know the way, he who is the way and the truth and the life. Be very merciful to us. We come up to thy house as sinners. Thou knowest the transgressions of this day. Oh, we mourn over it, Lord, the evil that so easily besets us. But Lord is ever present with us. We do pray that thou this night will be pleased to take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. May we know, Lord, that mercy, which is in thee. May we know something of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We do pray that we may know something of that most vital truth of thy redemption, that glorious salvation, O Lord Jesus, which is in thee. We do pray that thou wilt then come to sinners here. We're sinners, but thou dost receive sinners. And, O Lord, we pray that thou reveal thyself to such, those who have their need of thee here, O Lord, may not be disappointed. Lord, do come, we pray, with them with thy gospel, thy own gospel bless. Lord, do crown thy gospel with success. Lord, we pray that thou wilt meet each case. Thou knowest those here in that need of thy appearing. All do appear. Those who are seeking thy face, Lord, do rise up and appear. We do pray for all bearing burdens and carrying various afflictions at this time. O Lord, do thou be with them in these things, and sanctify them and bless them in it. O Lord, we pray for any unable to be here. Let's go to them where they are, and especially we would remember those who laid aside at home. We know some, O Lord, and they are detained from thy house. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt go to them where they are. Bless thy people. Bless thy remnant of this land, we pray thee. Especially those known to us amongst the causes. And we pray thou wilt still shine upon the churches. Still come and bless us. And may there still be a generation to follow on. And may we bring before thee, O Lord, loved ones, those near and dear, friends, acquaintances, that thou wilt have mercy upon them. Give us a true realization. Give them a true realization of our vast need. And that may, Lord, oh, they know that call of grace, and thee to go to them and visit them with thy salvation. They may know the truth that might set them free. Save them, we beseech thee, for they as we are, as those who are going down into the pit. Oh, we ask that thou wilt have mercy and save sinners. We beseech thee for this great favour which is only thine to give. Save souls, we beseech thee, as our own, from our sins. We pray for thy salvation. May we have that joy even here on earth in seeing thy kingdom come and those souls added to the church that shall be saved. Oh, still work, we beseech thee. Still get glory to thy name. And may there be then, O Lord, thy appearing in this. Lord, those also that pass by the doors of thy house, Lord, is there any here that thou hast ordained to eternal life? So we do beseech that thou wilt, O Lord, so look upon the needs of poor, never-dying souls. O Lord, we pray for thy appearing. Still work in our day, we beseech thee, though there be so much evil in us, so much in our land that it's abominable in thy sight, yet do thou it for thy great name's sake. Lord, we would bear before thee our land, we pray thee. Thou hast remember us in all the turmoil and changes we see. We pray that thou hast rule over those who rule over us. And Lord, do thou guide all affairs with thy own hand. Pray it may be for our good. May we lead that peaceful life in all godliness. And we pray that thou wilt yet have a purpose of mercy towards this land. May yet be a people here to be called. Thou, Lord, wilt also spare us from our liberty has been taken from us. And we would in this thank thee for all the liberty we have in being able to worship in peace. Lord, we thank thee for thy many mercies. We thank thee for thy mercies towards the earth as we see seed time and harvest, and the harvest beginning to be gathered in. We do thank thee. We thank thee for thy mercies towards us personally. O Lord, day by day, Lord, thou dost help. And we have prayers heard and answered in things temporal and spiritual. Oh, then we would thank thee for thy many mercies. And Lord, come into thy courts with thanksgiving, into thy gates with praise. We ask that thou hast this night to those who are sorrowful, put that new song in their heart, even praise unto God. So, Lord, look down upon us. We ask that thou have respect unto our cry, and hear us in heaven. For we plead thy name and merits, Lord Jesus. We ask for thy sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn number 293 to the tune Waitlands 771. Encompassed with clouds of distress, and tempted all hope to resign, I pant for the light of thy face, that I in thy beauty may shine. Disheartened with waiting so long, I sink at thy feet with my load. All plaintive I pour out my song, and stretch forth my hands unto God. Hymn number 293.
Speak, Savior.
gracious no more. Yet, Lord, if thy love has designed no blessing for me, but tell me, how is it
As the Lord is pleased to help us, let us turn to Psalm 34, and reading for our text verses 4 to 6. It is especially the sixth verse which is with us. Psalm 34, verses 4 to 6. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The desire of David in this psalm was to bless the Lord, and that his name may be magnified, magnified. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And how indeed this will be the end of all the Lord's dealings with us. There is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. And with the Lord's people, it will be to the glory and honour of his great name. Well, David well knew himself to be a poor man. And the wonder of this word is that the Lord has respect unto the poor. Though he be high, yes, he hath respect unto the lowly. Yes, but the proud he knoweth afar off. And as difficult and as hard as it is to be a poor man, for it is hard to our flesh to be poor. Do we not read in the Proverbs that the poor is despised even of his own neighbour? But yet the Lord regards the poor, and he despiseth not any. And this is the wonder of the Lord, is that though he be high, yet he is not high like many a king on earth. No, not high in that haughty sense, but, oh, high in majesty and high in righteousness and high in grace. And he stoops and has respect upon to the poor, to the lowly. And God requires nothing from us, so that a poor man might cry, that a poor man might come. And this is the precious word of the gospel, because the Lord requires nothing from us, but he would have us to come as we are, and to cry unto him as we are, and to come to him with all our filth and our guilt and our defilements and cry. Well, David was a poor man. He well knew himself to be a poor man. What a poor man. And indeed, the scripture speaks of all his infirmities. And infirmities are with us each. We are compassed with infirmities. And we well know that in us, that is in our flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. Yes, and the apostle mourned it, didn't he? When he would do good, evil was present with him. He was a poor man. And that great apostle, Paul, and all his that he was permitted to see and know in his apostleship, had to confess, though I be nothing, yes, the chiefest, but nothing. He was in himself a poor man. And is this not how we are all before God? We are beggars before him, and have to cry out like poor Bartimaeus, that beggar by the wayside, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Well, David had many fears, and we know in the context how he was before the king of Gath. He had ran there through fear of Saul, and there he was still in great fear now before the king of Gath. Great fear. Fears were on every side. And there's only one helper, and that was the Lord. Or how David proved his help from many a time. As we think of that other time when the people spoke of stoning him, yet David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Or how the Lord then, in his dealings with his people, he causes them to be these poor men, those who need him. And yet he has promised to stand at the right hand of the poor, to be a strength to the needy in his distress. And they are not without help. But there is one ever to look to. And Jehoshaphat knew this. All in a great strait when he said, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Well, he says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. David knew this at this present time, his many fears. The Lord took them away in his kind deliverance. Oh, how we know that the fear of man bringeth a snare, and the fear of many pressing things, and the unknown way. Yes, and with the poor children of God, it's the fear of death. Oh, it's the fear of God's displeasure and the hiding of his face. And we have to seek him amidst these fears. We have to come at times in with those fears, knowing we're not worthy of the least of his mercies. Why should the Lord look upon us? Yes, but he delivered David from all his fears. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Well, there is a simplicity in this word. And indeed, we will not, if we're in that right way, get beyond it. The simplicity of the truth, as it is in Jesus, the simplicity of Christ. You see, there's only one way into the kingdom, and that is through the door of mercy. He came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Have we known something of this ourselves? To know what it is to be burdened and stooped under our guilt and filth and cannot deliver ourselves. Like that woman who we read she was bent double and could in no way lift up herself. You see, this is how we are in that perishing state. We are those that are going down into the pit. We've sinned against a holy and a just God. We're perishing. Oh, and we need the Lord to deliver us from the pit of despair, from the pit of destruction. What a mercy the Lord hears here. The Lord heard him. And the Lord hears poor sinners. He hears them as they come, as they are. And if any man say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going down into the pit, and his life shall see the light. And God is faithful to his word. As they cry unto the Lord, they cry unto the Lord according to his own word. And they may come with many fears, and yet the Lord kindles a little precious faith in their heart that they look unto him. They look unto him. And they will surely look unto him according to his own word. Look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Well, only the Lord can cause a sinner to look unto him. Or there may be that voice, who can tell? A still small voice. And they look unto him. And indeed, who else is there to go to? As the apostles said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's the name of Christ. They looked unto him, and were lightened. Well, we would speak of this for a moment, because there's no other light that has come into the world but that of Jesus Christ. He is the true light, the only light. This light is the life of men. And we need him to arise and him to shine and his salvation to shine forth. What are we without it? We're those that sit in darkness. bound unto such the light has shined. And we are those that wait for his appearing. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. But I say, David was a poor man. And the Lord's people are all poor and needy. This is how they are described in the Word of God. Poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. The afflicted and poor people. But the wonderful truth of them is that their poverty is the work of God. In this sense, in that the Lord strips them from their own righteousnesses. And the Lord strips them of their own works and doings. And they have to confess they're poor. And the Lord teaches them that their best is stained and dyed with sin. Their all is nothing worth. And this is the Lord's doing to make them poor. When the Lord spoke about that rich man that came to him and said, it's easier that a camel should enter to go through the eye of a needle than that a rich man should enter into the kingdom of heaven. The disciples said, that who then can be saved? For is that not how we each are by nature? In a solemn condition, in need of nothing. And is it not true with every one of us by nature that every man speaks of his own righteousness? And every man's way is righteous in his own eyes. Therefore, you see how impossible this is with man to be saved. And the truth of the scripture is, it is not of man that willeth, not of the will of man or the will of the flesh, but of God. God who has mercy on whom he will have mercy. You see, in answer to that question, who then can be saved, the Lord says that that which is impossible with man is possible with God. And it's the Lord's work. As he convinces of sin, and as he brings the soul into need, then we will cry out for Christ. This poor man cried, for few of any come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Well, I say the poor and needy, and the mercy that the Lord heard him. You know, the Lord has made abundantly clear throughout his word that he has a special regard to the poor. There were special laws and rules concerning the poor in the Old Testament scriptures, concerning the gleaning of the fields and the vineyards, and that they should not take for a pledge anything from a poor man that would hinder his living. All the necessities that he required. The Lord had respect unto the poor. Why? Because they were defenseless. Because they were helpless. They couldn't help themselves. And this is not so in grace. He does have respect unto the poor. Yes. Oh, how they will not go away empty. Yes, the poor hath he filled with good things, but the rich he has sent empty away. Well, what a mercy if the Lord, through his dealings with us, does humble us with that realization of what we truly are. For it's only what we truly are that the Lord shows us. And we're so thankful that the gospel is not for the righteous, but there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. This is the glory of the gospel, is that it's for the worst of sinners. It's for a Mary or Manasseh. It's for a backsliding David. And yet he had a refuge. God is a refuge for us. God is ever a refuge for the poor. And under his wings we may trust. Oh, he is like that heavenly Boaz. A strength to the poor and the needy in their distress. Yes, a defenseless and a helpless Ruth found protection in Boaz. And how Christ is that heavenly Boaz. What strength, what strength, what grace. Oh, how condescending. As well. Ruth was not like one of his handmaidens. A stranger and a foreigner, yet he took her under his wing. Oh, the Lord then, he doesn't have he's not a respecter of person. No, he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Though we be strangers and foreigners, and unworthy of the least of his notice, the Lord heard him. Well, then the truth, that the Lord's people will cry. They'll cry unto the Lord in their trouble. And that the Lord heard him. And how he says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Well, the Lord knows the troubles of this lower world. Yes, he knows that we are born unto trouble because of sin. Sin has brought a curse. And that is why we have so many sorrows and troubles in this lower world. And the more we go on, we realize that the root of it is sin. And although we may point to this and that factor and say this and that trouble was a consequence of that, we might even point to it at another. Yet we have to say, sin, sin, sin is at the root of all our trouble. And it's our sins. Oh, what a curse hast thou brought in. The whole creation groans through thee. A pregnant course of misery. But there is a Saviour. They looked unto him and were lightened. The glorious truth that there is salvation. There is one who has come into the world to save his people from their sins. And I have to speak of this greatest need we have. And Jacob's trouble will be this. It's his sins and he needs salvation. Well, the Lord will save him out of his troubles. And indeed, this is This is salvation we continually need. We continually need. It's one salvation, yes, but we will need many deliverances. And Jacob could speak of it. Worm, Jacob, sinful, sinful, supplanting Jacob, could speak of it at his last days when he blessed those lads, at that angel that had redeemed him from all evil, out of all his troubles. And how many troubles came upon Jacob, and a consequence of his sins, and all that deceit that he had to endure from Laban was no doubt, you see, all on account of his own deceivings. The Lord had to bring his sins to remembrance, make him a poor man, but the Lord redeemed him. The Lord had redeemed him. And the Lord did redeem him out of all his troubles. Well, there is hope for sinners, isn't there? Satan will say there is no hope. Who will show us any good? Who will show you any good? You're at the end of it now. You've sinned beyond mercy. It's all because of your sin. But the Lord's salvation is complete. Or said the psalmist, Lord, lift up thou the light of thy countenance upon us. And when the Lord saves us out of all our troubles, and he does it for his great name's sake, not according to our sins. Oh, says the psalmist, yes, if the Lord should mark iniquities, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. That thou mayest be feared, that there may be yet a people on earth who really fear thy name. And how could there be unless there was forgiveness with thee? Well, sinful worm Jacob knew what it was to be redeemed from all evil. And the righteous shall surely hold on his way. The Lord will see to it, as we have it later on in this psalm, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Yes, he will never suffer the righteous to be moved, but save him out of all his troubles. Well, David knew this himself. Many, many troubles. Many, many troubles came upon him. And it's, you see, it's our sins that come to light. But we need the Lord's salvation. We hear speak of Jacob again. When he returned and Esau came against him, how all he could plead was the Lord's mercy, you see, for he was not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth the Lord has showed unto him, and had to wrestle with that angel till the break of day. He was a poor man, but the Lord heard him and blessed him there and saved him out of all his troubles. What a wonderful truth that there is one to go to and a name to plead. There is a name. And there is a precious blood to plead. Where would we be without it? To think that the Lord hears sinners is a wonder. But this is because there is one who stands between. in garments dyed in blood. One who ever liveth to make intercession for us. This is why the Lord hears us. Not for our righteousnesses, not for our words, but for his name's sake. The Lord heard him. Or how Jacob wrestled with him. You see, inquired after his name. It was secret, but he blessed him there. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Well, how true this will be to the end of the journey. You see, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. It will be a wonder of wonders, and those here who can perhaps look back over the past can see the many troubles you've come through. And there is that hope that you'll come through all your troubles, all of them. Not one of them will overcome you, though you might feel to be like Gad. A troop shall overcome him, but he will overcome at the end. What a truth. The Lord's people are often feelingly overcome by sin and Satan. And sometimes it might seem they have the dominion, yet Christ arises. He has the dominion, and he giveth us the victory. And that is how we're delivered from our troubles, when he gives us the victory. His victory that he has got at Calvary. Don't we realise this under the powers of sin and Satan? We're no match for this enemy. What mighty foes these are. We're only poor men in the face of temptation. How can we stand before the accusations of Satan? How can we stand before his suggestions? It's the Lord rebuke thee, isn't it? And we cry unto him as poor men for help. And with our sins, you see, why we need deliverance. How can we stand against sin? How can we go off in our own strength and expect to do what is right in the sight of God? Is this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him. You see, we are no match for the enemy. We need the Lord's salvation. He to give us the victory. Oh, the Lord Jesus, what has he done? Oh, how he has died for the ungodly. And he's rose again for our justification. Died for sin. Rose again for our justification. And having ascended and sat down at the right hand of God, how he has exalted a prince and a saviour, and he gives of that salvation. And all that we are and all that we have flows from him. It's from him to a race of poor and needy sinners that cry unto him. The Lord saved him out of all his troubles. Well, do we know our poverty then? You are those who have sold yourselves for naught. And yet the Lord does redeem. The Lord redeems us without money, without price. How we need him to redeem us. We're pondering this, you see, the Lord's great redemption. And this word in Psalm 130, you see, concerning that redemption and that hope in that redemption. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. But the psalmist here was waiting. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. You've sold yourselves unto sin. We may let evils in. We cannot get them out. How can we remove their condemnation and guilt? How can you remove that condemning sentence? But there is forgiveness with thee, and he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Well, this is how it will be all along the way. This poor man cried. You see, just a word here on verse 5, they looked unto him and were lightened. Can we not see here not only that light that shines in a dark place, but also the lifting of our burdens? And really, the fourth and fifth verse here are a little opening up of the sixth. They looked unto him and were lightened. And there was a lifting. There was relief. And the burden was cast. And the Lord sustained. Oh, how the Lord has made a way of escape to these poor prisoners of the earth. They looked unto him and were lightened. And perhaps there is one here in deep need and deep trouble. And the word of the Lord says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Oh, how the Lord is ever faithful, you see, to this. And their faces were not ashamed. And he says, they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. And they that trust in him, you see, they'll not be ashamed. Those that really trust him. And will it not be the poor? The poor that trust in him. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Well, speaking of the poor again, the Lord has, in his wonderful gospel, every provision for the poor. Oh, how indeed he goes out into the highways and hedges to these. How he goes unto them in the ministry of his word. And they hear his voice. And they come in. And his house is filled. Oh, the Lord says, and yet there is room for this poor man. But the fullness for in Christ, for he provides all. He provides everything. And the Father has seen fit that in him all fullness should dwell. He who's full of grace and truth. Oh, then it's the poor that will receive it. We're sometimes tempted that we must be like this and we must be like that. Well, when Christ has revealed his everything. Does Satan get at you because of this? That you're not what you ought to be? But Christ is everything. And he saves us out of all our troubles. Yes, where sin and Satan have led us and brought us. Well, the simplicity of this word, this poor man cried. And I do believe the greatest cry of the dear people of God. And they will cry unto the Lord for many things. Will be that cry of mercy. As we mentioned Bartimaeus, Jesus, our son of David, have mercy upon me. We'll never get beyond this. Because whilst here on earth, we'll always be sinners. And when we would do good, evil will ever be present with us. We'll realise it. Even in our most holy things, we'll have to mourn over it. We're poor men in everything. And did not the Lord Jesus teach us, when all we've done, to say, unprofitable servants. We're but poor men at the end of it. There's such poverty in it. Compared to what God deserves to his honour and glory. Poor man. How we fall short of the glory of God. So desperately short. Well, it's ever mercy that we need then. Mercy. And that mercy through blood. We'll ever need the Lord to take away our sins. And we'll be poor men in everything on earth. But what a wonderful thought and what a wonderful prospect. He will save us out of all our troubles. You know, the Lord will one day bring you forth of them all. Into that place where there'll be no more sin. There'll be perfect righteousness and therefore no more trouble. For righteousness and peace, they go together. And peace is the effect of righteousness, as we have it clear in Isaiah 32. Oh, a perfect, perfect peace, dwelling in righteousness. And that's dwelling in the presence of Christ. Saved him out of all his troubles. What a prospect then is before the Lord's people. And how the Lord will bring you forth like this one day. Or how indeed we prove this with many saints who've gone to glory. They were like this on earth, they were poor men. All were sinners, but the Lord saved them out of all their troubles and took them away from this sin-cursed world. They knew his salvation and were redeemed from the earth. They're amongst that 144 who are redeemed. What a blessed people. But on earth they are these poor men. These poor men, this poor man cried. Well, the earthly man, the worldling, doesn't think them anything. They may be despised just as Christ. Yes, they may not possess much here. Not many goods here. Might not have much joy here, but they have a kingdom. The Lord has appointed them to a kingdom. And how it has ever been his glory to lift up the beggar from the dunghill and set him amongst princes, and cause him to inherit that throne of glory. This is the Lord's delight, and this will be his glory at that last day. All in the lifting up of the poor. Yes, what a wonderful thing it would be if we should lift up our head amongst those in glory one day. Oh, the Lord will save him out of all his troubles. But I say, on earth they are these poor men. So poor in the world's eyes as well as their own. Poor men who don't speak of their own righteousnesses. But their conversation is in heaven, from whence they look for the Saviour. And their meditation of him is sweet, but in self they are but poor men. And they are fittingly poor in grace. You see, they can't boast of a stock of grace. They can't speak about all their faith and all their love, and because they know they have nothing unless the Lord gives it. How they know the truth of Christ's word, abide in me and I in you. The same bringeth forth much fruit, you see. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Poor in grace, and they mourn over this. It's not something they glory in. And our poverty is not for us to glory in, though we speak of it here. It's a real poverty that the Holy Ghost shows to us. A real poverty that we should be ashamed of. But we will ever need the Lord to give us grace. And in all that we are called to do, and the path that we are called to walk in, it'll all be the same. For we have to say with the apostle, who is sufficient for these things? But our sufficiency is of God. It is of God. And he giveth more grace. So this poor man cries for grace. He needs the Lord to supply him. He comes into those situations where he so needs the Lord to increase his faith. He comes to those points where he desperately needs the Lord to impart that love in his heart, love to God and love to his neighbour, love to the brethren. It can be exceedingly tried, and if we come as poor men, he giveth more grace. We need patience in tribulation. Grace to suffer with him. Grace to deny ourselves. Well, we have to come as poor men and cry unto him. But also the pathway you see before us, how the Lord appoints, it's all the same. We have to be walking as poor men, in dependence on him. Indeed, going along with his needing his help, his counsel, and his instruction. And really, this is the only safe way. For he says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, and I have strength. It's calling upon him and going in the strength of the Lord God. And it's laying hold on that power of his might. In the pathway. It's crying unto the Lord for direction. I read in Psalm 16, thou wilt show me the path of life. Thou wilt show me. Waiting for the Lord to rise up and direct us, his light to shine. But in all the path you see, it's this poor man cried. Well, here we would note that although there is many fears and many things indeed which are hard with these poor men, yet the Lord Jesus said this concerning those who are poor in spirit: blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You see, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And also here the Lord is nigh unto them who are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. So we see here the poverty that the Lord imparts. What a mercy. What a mercy when we are given such a heart to come low before him, low at his footstool, to bow the knee to him. For how he saveth such as be of contrite spirit, and saved him out of all his troubles. Well, David knew this in his sin, didn't he? When he said, the sacrifice of God are a broken heart, a broken and a contrite spirit, O God, thou wilt not despise. Oh, how indeed the Lord heard him. The Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Well, may the Lord bless a few remarks. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 99 to the tune at Nottingham, 485. Blessed Jesus, thee we sing, thou of life the eternal spring, thou art worthy, thou alone, thou the rock and cornerstone. 'Tis from thee salvation flows, this the ransomed sinner knows. Thou, O Christ, art all his plea, when he sees his poverty. Hymn number 99.
Thou, O Christ,
Saviour Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us each. Amen.